Welcome to Arise Ministries Collective. This is our podcast on surviving the young mama years. I'm Rachel Libby, and I'm here with Lisa Da Silva, and we're so excited to share some of our advice, regrets, and what our lifelines were when we had young kids at home.
Mm-hmm. What were some of, well, tell us about your kids first to start.
I have four kids, all really close together, actually. So there was a season where I had three kids under the age of four. And so I know, like, when I'm speaking about this, I, like, know that you need a lifeline, that you got to give yourself so much grace, and that it's just a busy season for mama heart, mama mind. You're sleepy, you're tired, you're meeting so many needs.
Did you know that? Because you say now, you know that you needed lifeline, you knew that you had to give yourself lots of grace. Do you know that now looking back,
or did you
know that at the time?
No, I did not know that at the time. I would say, pretty hard on myself, mm-hmm. and definitely did not give myself grace as a young mother. Because also there's the pressure of the other young mothers
to do everything right. That's what I was just going to say. I wonder sometimes with this parenting thing of little people, being mm-hmm. a mom to little people, would it be any easier in other cultures where maybe there's not the comparison.
I have thought that too, and where it's more of like a village raising a child.
Yes. Whereas we would go to library group get-togethers, mm-hmm. and people would say, "Oh, my daughter's 8 months and she's already crawling," and you want to tie up your own child in like their stroller, a bag around their stroller, and take them out because yours is 10 months old and not crawling yet. Why is that? Why do we do that to each other?
I actually stayed away from a lot of young mom circles for a season just because I couldn't do that. I was so, with also being a ministry family,
I just
really wanted to be the best mom to my kids that I could in the moment. And I remember taking intentional breaks from other young mom groups just so that I could, like, do my own thing.
That, I think, is one of my regrets. I wish that I had taken more time to do my thing. I don't think I compared a lot.
Yeah,
I did an okay job of
Your
shutting that out.
Your kids are close in age, too, though.
They are.
Right?
They're a year and a half apart. Mm-hmm. And I did, though, busy my days with mm-hmm. things. So I had a schedule and factored nap time into mm-hmm. that, but would take them to different play groups, we'd have a zoo day, we'd have mm-hmm. a museum day, I bought the aquarium membership, mm-hmm. and we did all of those different programs, and while all of those things were great and we had good memories, I look back and I do wish we'd spent more time at home, more time just together. I think, mm-hmm. Rachel, I have a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old, and I have always loved babies and little people, but the older my own kids get, the more I look at other people's babies and little people and think, oh, to have just one more day.
Mm-hmm.
One day at 2 years old, one day at 6 months, to hear those giggles and see the eyes light up. So when I look back at when my kids were little, I wish I'd taken more time mm-hmm. to simply enjoy it instead of rushing around and doing all of the activities. Not that activities are bad. That was sort mm-hmm. of my lifeline.
Oh,
honestly,
yeah.
I needed to talk to other adults, but yeah, it goes fast, doesn't it?
It does. I'm not quite in that space yet.
Yeah, you still have a little at home.
Yeah, I'm in the space of I hold someone's baby and I'm like, I actually love sleeping at night.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hold her for you this whole evening, but I'm so glad I get to give her back to her mama.
Yes.
And even toddlers, I'm just like, it's not far enough away from that season yet that I'm just thankful for the new season that we're in, because it's been so refreshing to experience the depth of relationships
mm-hmm.
over the, like, high needs season where right. you're like, you are meeting their every need.
Yeah. And now you can have conversations.
Yes. With some of them. And so I'm loving that. And when their little pictures pop up though, on the time hop thing, that actually does get
it
me.
It grieves it me. Does. I miss that
does
it.
Get me because I miss their little beings, but I'm having so much fun right now. I think maybe give it a couple years.
Well, and it's such an interesting, it's this paradox because we have these children, and when they're little, we can't wait for them to sleep through the night. We mm-hmm. can't wait for them to start walking so we don't have to carry them everywhere. We can't wait for them to climb into the car on their own so we're not wrecking
Tie
our
their
back.
Own shoes.
And, right. All of these things that we look forward to them doing. Mm-hmm. And then as now a mom of teenagers, mm-hmm. I think, oh, if I could have just held you a little longer. Mm. If I could have buckled you in one more time and kissed your cheeks. Yeah. Right? All of those.
You could try it tomorrow.
I'll let you know how that goes. I should try that.
Oh my
tomorrow.
Gosh.
Even the tucking in into bed.
I still
at
tuck
night.
My kids in every night. Every single one of them to their room in their bed and pray with them.
I did that up until a little while ago, and I did ask my kids recently, do you guys want me to start tucking you in again? And of course, my boy just looked at me and said, no, but I want to. I might just start, Rachel. So tomorrow,
just do it.
I'm going to buckle him in.
Kiss his little cheeks yeah. and tuck him in.
That right? I still do. We do still snuggle.
Oh.
Yes. You know, what if we could not only survive?
Yes.
Those years. What's a piece of advice that mm-hmm. you have for women who are just it like full throttle little people at home?
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that I did well, there wasn't a whole lot because it was a stressful season, but one thing I did well was that if ever my kids wanted to sit down, I left the house messy and sat mm. with them. I wasn't very good at like getting on the floor and playing Barbies or Legos. Right. That's just not my personality to make voices. And
yeah.
David's so good at that. Praise the Lord. I am just
I
like...
I want to see David's. I want to hear David's voices.
I'm like the mom that talks to their child like an adult from the moment that they are birthed. So that was just not me at all. But I always did leave the dishes to sit with them if they wanted to be held. And so I would say definitely if your child wants time with you, face-to-face time with you, the laundry, the dishes, I mean, I can say now it'll wait, but it did make me anxious because I like a tidy house. Mm-hmm. But it's so much more valuable in these years to sit and hold those tiny little beings.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, my lifeline was the church. Because I could watch it transform my children as they would hear all the Bible verses and all of those things, and I didn't feel alone in it.
Mm-hmm.
Having someone else also raise them up in the way they should go, mm-hmm. teaching them God's word, teaching them how to pray. I didn't feel like I was alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that was monumental. That was my lifeline, was the church community.
Right. And you just said, I didn't feel like I was alone. Mm-hmm. And how many of us as young moms felt like we were alone, felt mm-hmm. like we just needed people. Mm-hmm. We needed to get out. And I know a lot of churches, you hear Rachel and I talk a lot about the local church because we love the mm-hmm. local church. It's a lifeline and it's so much more than a lifeline. And we have a mom's group at our church on Thursday mornings. I know there are things out there called MOPS, Mothers of Preschoolers. And it is hard. When I used to direct the mom's group at our church, and we had on-time raffles. So if you were on time to mom's group on Thursday morning, mm-hmm. you got a raffle ticket. And when I started directing, I said, you guys, can we just make it you made it raffle? Like, if you show up
you win.
Any time during that two-hour window, we're just glad you got your three kids, your one kid, your whatever,
mm-hmm.
out the door with a diaper on. Like, yeah. thank you for making the effort and showing up. And sometimes they'd come an hour and a half late and it was their turn to bring breakfast, and it's just, hey, here I am. Are you hungry at 10:45? Even though we all ate at 9?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need to show up. It's hard to get out of that house in the morning, but the church is absolutely, Rachel, I felt the same thing. My kids were little when I lived far away from home, so I had my kids across the country, away from any family, and my church was where I spent most of my time.
They become your family, your community.
When we moved, we lived very urban in Chicago when my kids were little, and I didn't know one other stay-at-home mom. I met another one maybe 4 months before we had to leave. We still keep in touch on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And it was like my one stay-at-home mom friend. I had one. Everyone else was working, which is great. Working moms, you know, props to you. I stayed home with my kids and really had a hard time in Chicago. And so when we moved to Vancouver, Washington, we actually chose our church online. First, based on the theology statements, and second, because they had a mom's group. And I remember showing up so nervous on that first day with my little people and just choosing to remain committed because I knew that these women would become my sisters if I let them, if I showed up and did the hard work, and they still are to this day. So
I love that. I think, too, even in that church culture, show yourself grace. We're so easy at extending grace to other people as young moms and as women.
Yeah, it's true.
And I think that that's probably one thing that if I could go back, I would have told myself. It's just, it's okay that you're letting your kids go to school in Disney costumes. Not school, church. Sunday school. I brought them one Sunday all in there.
And preschool and kindergarten by first grade.
I brought them all once in their like Disney costumes to church because I was like, this battle's not worth fighting. You can come as Belle. But I actually kind of love that that was okay, and I wish I would have had a lot more grace for myself about those kind of moments, just like going with the flow of what my kids needed instead of what I thought it should look like.
And what an example that is when we can extend grace to ourselves and model that for other people. Like you showing up with your kids to church in their Disney costumes, I think you freed a lot of women in that moment.
I was just like, well, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
But I mean, I think that we're hard on ourselves, and because we have in our minds what we think it should look like. But
Based on what, right?
Raising little human beings is messy. It's messy, it's exhausting, emotionally, mentally, physically, in every capacity.
Yeah, they have snot running out of their nose.
You never have a clean shirt.
It's true. You know what I never had? Here's what I never had, but my sweet husband reminds me of this even now. How old am I? I think I'm almost 43. And he reminds me that in my 20s and late 20s, I have my kids at 27 and 28, and early 30s, I did not have one pair of jeans without holes in the knees. And this was before holes were fashionable because I did play on the floor with them. Mm. I was on my knees with my kids.
I love that.
My holy
jeans.
And so I would have to go out in these holy jeans because we couldn't afford to get me a new pair of jeans all the time. And it was always my right knee had the hole because that's the one that I would get up and down on and kind of lean in.
You made them fashionable again. You brought
the trend back. Thank you, Rachel Libby. Now I sometimes wish the trend would...
You can take the credit.
Thank you. Thank you. They were my baby. They were my baby jeans, my toddler year jeans.
I love that. What's one piece of advice that you would love to impart to a young mom listening?
Oh, I just want you to enjoy it. Those moments that maybe aren't even enjoyable, when that little one is... Oh, like the amount of times a child can fit the word mama into 60 seconds, right? It can either drive us crazy or we can choose to enjoy it and love it and hear their precious voice. So I guess that's my piece of advice. I think I would have said the grace thing had you not said that too, but I'm going to add enjoy it for what it is, because I know people have heard this phrase before, but I'm going to say it again. The days are long, but the years are short, and we don't get that precious time back.
That's true.
So enjoy the mamas. I want to be called mama again, and it's probably never going to happen. So I just look back at those cute little pictures and enjoy it, but to have one more day would be incredible. Well, we hope that this offered somebody even a little bit of, we just want you to be energized. You know, we are proud of you. You are raising children. That is not an easy feat. No. So hang in there and, tune in next month at Arise Ministries Collective.
Bye.